tune in.
What would you say? Would you, the
what
writer?
Did you say? You said explosive.
I'm saying explosive is quite mild. I would have put it the word fucking explosive.
Lethal. Yeah. Explosive. AF or something. I see. Well, I see.
Okay. Now I know. Okay.
I think that the.
I don't know.
I think the a word to describe it, I would say, I think it's emotional. I think that's the thing about the show that surprises the most people. Is, you know, when you get Lethal Weapon, you're going to get explosive. You're going to get some comedy. But I think the thing that surprises people about the television version, maybe as opposed to the movies, is how emotional the show can kind of get from a week to week basis.
I feel emotional. And I said, I've been watching it.
Yeah, good.
You know? Yeah. Can you give us a preview? I know you kind of hinted some of this at the TCA, but can you give us a preview of some of the characters that we fell in love with within the movie universe?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how many of the original characters we're going to bring, because we're trying to forge our own path, but we're very conscious of the movies, and, you know, we respect them, obviously, quite a bit. But the Leo Getz character, who was in season one, will be returning a lot in season two. You know, the Palmer character is in a lot of ways reflective of the Rene Russo character from the movie franchise. I think that's probably about all that we have plans for right now. Maybe you'll get a hint of a Mr. Joshua kind of character, something like that. Yeah.
Or Uncle Chow, is it?
Yeah. We try to do that a little bit at the end of season one, but yeah, we'll try and carve that out a little better.
Yeah. We see Riggs kind of go through this transformation in this premiere episode. He's already gone through a bunch of emotional stuff in last season. Are we going to see him, you know, start to open up to a lot more of the characters on the show, or a lot more of his...
Riggs, you said?
Yeah, Riggs.
Yeah. The idea is that, you know, that this guy obviously was very, very damaged and is very closed off. And I don't know that he's going to, like, a bar and hanging out with everybody after work necessarily. But we're going to see him make a lot of steps in season two towards trying to, like, acclimate and try and be a little bit more normal person. And develop friendships and romantic entanglements. And then every time he starts to kind of get his footing back, we're going to do something that's going to rip the rug out from underneath him and send him back down even darker and more than he was in season one. It's going to get darker.
Darker.
Yeah. You're going to have moments where you're like, oh, this is light and fluffy. What did they do to the show this season for a bunch of episodes? And then it's going to get really dark.
So is it safe to assume that he has trouble saying the word love to Murdoch? Is that going to be something that's going to go on?
Yeah, they may play that a little bit, like, later on in the season, right? It was a fun runner for that first episode, but we'll get into some other stuff later on.
So we've seen him have trouble in his love life.
Yes, a lot of Riggs' trouble with his love life. Palmer's going to return for a few episodes at the beginning, and then we bring in a sort of romantic interest from his past.
Can you touch on the logistics of filming out here in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
And thank you for keeping the jobs out here, buddy.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to shoot in L.A. just because it's so expensive, you know. But for us, because, you know, it's a Lethal Weapon, and for us, L.A. is almost a character in the show, it was super essential that we shoot the show out here and not try and maybe fake Vancouver or some other place for L.A. And, you know, out here, the beautiful palm trees and everything else. We have our sound stages right here. But every episode, we try and maybe photograph something that you haven't seen in a while. We shot it yesterday in Venice Beach. We try and, you know, shoot as many Los Angeles spots as we can.
Yeah, you guys been in the